We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cody, what would you add to "you have to stop doing"?
Driving in the far left lane when you are not passing.
Right.
I agree. All
right. Cody, what is, doesn't it drive you bananas? Like, right?
It drives me crazy.
How so, do you let them know that they should move over? What's your friendly way, non-confrontational, no road rage way of letting them know, Cody?
Is there a no road rage way?
No. I get right up on them. What do? I'm like right behind them. I can literally see what's in the back seat, what I do.
I honk sometimes.
Okay.
Let it go.
Flash my light.
Yep. I hear you. Then you know it's Cody. He's right there. Yeah, I think sometimes, Cody, people are completely unaware of themselves on the road. Like, I don't know what they're listening to or thinking.
I assume they're on something and they just don't know what lane they're in. Yeah, that's my new assumption. I'm like, I'm sure you're on some kind of gummy edible something or other. And it's not legal, but I'm sure you're on it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
I'm glad you called, Cody. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, bye. 644-9850. Okay, you have to stop at the grocery store in these times. Do you have to touch every one of them? Like,
oh my gosh. Okay.
Right, like the peaches are really good right now.
the peaches and
the nectarines. And I was next to somebody that literally must have picked up. I can understand if you pick one up and it's like squishy or something and you're like, no, that's not a good one. Yep.
Mine was zucchinis. So there was a lady, and she was there with her lady shopper friend.
Oh,
and they were both of them, I don't know what the correct word is, molesting every zucchini in the entire,
they're
holding them and seeing and holding them up to their ear. And I'm laughing. I'm like, I just need two of them, and I really don't care. As long as they're kind of green, I'll grab them. But now she's touched all of them.
Yeah, get your hands off the zucchinis,
Thank
lady.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. 644 9850. So TikTok users were sharing annoying things people do. And so they've created this, you have to stop doing. What would you say? What is it that you need people to stop doing? 644-9850. I would also add in the driving thing. You have to stop telling cars to go when they can't go for both lanes. Because you're going to I see it all the time where people do
I've
that.
I've told you that cost me a car and almost my life once.
You have to stop
Someone
doing
let
that.
Me in, and I should not have taken the lead in because the next lane over had no idea that I was a-coming.
Could I say you have to stop complaining about COVID? We're all in the same boat, or is that too strong?
It's ironic that we're complaining about complaining, but complain away.
Are we complaining about complaining?
A little bit.
Does this count as complaining about complaining?
Is
That's
it constructive
true. We
complaining?
We are complaining about... I'm not sure... Can you complain about complaining? But I guess when, I just think, like, we started talking last night. I just said to Jeff, I'm like, we need to have the best New Year's Eve party we've ever had. Like, I want New Year's Eve to be the most epic night ever. Cause I want to properly say goodbye to 2020. Even though there have been some great blessings in 2020, I want to open the New Year's Eve door and let 2020 out, you know?
Bye, 2020.
644-9850. You have things people need to stop doing. Hey, who's this?
Darcy.
Darcy, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, what is things people need to stop doing?
You need to stop coming the wrong way with the arrows down the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Walmart.
Yes.
I see this happening a lot.
Walmart is really
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And the diagonal folks, the diagonal folks that just cut over and then you don't see them coming, that's a dangerous game. Where do you have the biggest problem with the lines in the parking lot, people not paying attention?
North Tonawanda Walmart.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, you're going into Walmart.
I get raging.
Yeah, because, well, you know what they do? Here's the secret. If they don't look at you, you don't exist. Have you noticed there's zero eye contact?
No, that's science. That's real.
Oh, no, trust me. I get their attention.
Oh, you do? Let it go, girl. Just let it out. We're going to get all of this anxiety and aggression out of us today. We're just going to vent a little bit. Thank you for calling. Another thing people should stop doing. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Marianne.
Marianne, talk to me. What are things people need to stop doing?
Please stop leaving the lights on when you leave a room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
My daughter is forever coming into a room, turning on all the lights, leaving the room. She'll even leave the home, and all the lights are on.
You almost raised a perfect daughter.
You were like,
you were like that close. Yeah. And so, and so you discussed this with her, and what's her response to you?
Oh, she doesn't acknowledge it.
Yeah. No.
Now, my kids are afraid of the dark, so that's their answer.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? That's a good one. Maybe just start turning her lights on when she's sleeping. She might not notice though. You know, just be like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I leave those on?
Ouch, man. You play with revenge, Jan.
Listen, hey, you know what? You got to survive as a parent. Hi, Kiss 98.5. You're up. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, things people need to stop doing. What would you say?
Please stop listening to Trump. Wear your mask.
Slightly political, yet very informative with coronavirus. 49 days till the election without saying who you're voting for. Do you feel like you know who you're going to vote for?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Yeah, can you believe it's 49 days till the election?
From it's what creeping. I'm seeing, yeah. And they haven't even hit prime time yet.
No. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Nikki.
Nikki, go ahead.
I wanted to chime in on the things people should stop doing. I'm a truck driver, and I can't stand it when people pass me, and then they get right in front of me instead of giving me space. Like, I can't stop on that bus.
Right, what is exactly.
What is a good distance that people should leave, you know, between you and the truck? If you had a perfect world, how many car lengths?
The length of my truck and trailer.
Okay.
Okay, so double U. Gotcha.
Yep.
Now, Nikki, you sound like you would turn heads when you get out of your truck. You don't sound like a truck driver, if there's a way a truck driver sounds. Are people surprised when you get out of the truck?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet.
I like that. How long have you been driving a truck, and how'd you get into it?
About a year, and I lost my job last year, and I had an opportunity to get my CDL for free, so I took it.
Wow.
Nice. Good for you. Oh, I'm so proud. How far do you take your trucks?
Just regional. Okay. Like the Syracuse back.
Nice. Right. Very nice. Awesome.
And let me ask, growing up, I would always drive by and do like the honk sign. My kids try and do it with the trucks. Will you honk if you see a kid doing the honk sign?
I will. The thing is like, we're very focused on being safe when we drive. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can't see you inside your car, but if you roll your window down, stick your hand out, you know, and do the chain pull, we'll do it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Awesome. That is great advice. Thanks for calling, Nikki. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Daniela.
Daniela, things people need to stop doing.
The fireworks. Like, there's always that one neighbor that's just always letting off the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
What are we celebrating on, like, a Wednesday night?
And they got White Claws. It's time to celebrate.
But you know what the weirdest thing? It's not one big firework display. It's like randos. Like, there'll be a firework, and then, like, an hour goes
unexpected.
By.
Unexpected, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the middle of the week, the kids are asleep, and someone just wants to shoot off fireworks.
Right. But, like, do you think that, like, it's mid-conversation, and they're like, this would be a good moment to light one firework, and then they'll light that, and then it'll be 20 minutes later, and then there'll be a couple more, something like that? It's the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, you almost wonder if it's intentional.
I have no, like, they're just messing with you, for sure. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
My name is Merritt.
Hi, Merritt. How are you today?
I'm good. Yourself? Oh,
good. Thanks for asking. All right, Merritt. So things people need to stop doing, what would you say?
Wearing masks while driving.
It seems a little weird, doesn't it? Where do you see this, Merritt?
Everywhere.
You look ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I've done it once. I forgot to take it off. And so I realized, and I felt like a fool. I'm like, oh, I'm protecting nobody. So I took it off, but I see it all the time. And I'm like, okay, whatever you're comfortable with, if it feels good. And, you know, maybe they're hiding something.
What? They're absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling, Merritt. I know you're listening in delay a little bit. Sometimes if I'm going store to store, I don't feel like taking my mask off. I'll just keep it on.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if sometimes that's people's situations.
No,
hi, Kiss,
I see
who's
literally
this?
Driving down the highway. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, morning, what's your name?
Nick, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Joelle.
Joelle, how are you today?
I'm so well for a Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. We're getting there. We'll be in the afternoon soon enough. So, Joelle, things people need to stop doing.
Okay. Stop leaving your grocery cart just in the parking lot wherever you want.
Right, it's a couple extra steps.
That's never not happening. I've been shopping for a couple years now on my own, like a big boy, and I always see that happen. And so at this point, I don't think people are going to stop doing it, Joelle. I'm sorry.
But I believe in karma. So on a really windy day, like I hope that the cart smashes into their car instead of my car.
So do you just stand there and watch, like, oh yes, it's going to crash right
get
now?
Get some popcorn and watch
right into your car, just like that.
That's a
set. And it's such an easy thing because I feel like every big store has got the cart things. Like, how hard can it be?
The little corrals, yeah.
It's not that hard. Just walk 5 feet.
Yeah, I'm with you. I appreciate you calling. Great advice. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tammy. How you doing?
Good, Tammy. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, things people need to stop doing.
I think this generation of young kids need to stop complaining, whining, and being negative. Get over it.
Right. Exactly. Because we're all in this together. It's not going to change, so we might as well just deal with it, right?
Right on. That's it.
I'm glad you called.
Being generationist.
Yeah. Yes, she is. And I like it. Hi, Kiss. You're up.
Yeah, I got one for them. How about if you go to somebody's house and their house is a mess?
Mm-hmm.
You need them to clean it up, like things people need to stop doing, like inviting people over when their house is messy.
Yeah.
I guess you have to have perspective. Maybe their messy is they're really clean.
Yeah.
Like
you didn't
your
see it
messy, it could have been like a tornado 5 minutes before you got there, you know?
Yeah. But then again, if they live like that in the world.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's lines you gotta draw the line. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Amy,
things people need to stop doing.
Socks in sandals or socks in flip-flops.
Why does this bother you so much?
It defeats the purpose.
Oh, totally. However, I see it everywhere, and I've given up, and now I just think, well, that's fashion, because I see Wheeze. Every kid in Lancaster from, let's say, age 14 to 17 that maybe played football, socks high up, logo out, slides. That's a look, right? That's a thing. That's
it
totally
is.
Acceptable.
That's why we're
number
one in Western American football.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
It's horrible.
So people against socks and sandals? So you'd be like, your cause would be pass, people against socks and sandals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I don't know, socks and slides, that's fashion.
I kind of liked socks and sandals, but I respect you for calling, I do. Did you hear her gasp? Hi, Kiss 98.5. Things people need to stop doing. What would you say?
People need to stop talking on the phone in public restrooms.
Yeah.
Because we're going to listen. Like, which part of it bothers you, that they're talking out loud or that they're in a bathroom holding their phone?
All of it. It's all inappropriate. It's all disgusting. Yeah.
Listen, so I will give some perspective. Sometimes, and it's different for guys and girls in the restrooms, is that the guys, there's a stand-up option. Mm-hmm. I have a real problem when you're in a line and the other person is like either on the phone or takes a call and starts talking and they're mid-release, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I want to yell something out like, hey, you know this person's at the toilet right now, right? They're at a stall.
I will never understand the whole guys standing next to each other going, like, that just sounds so bizarre to me. I can't help it. It just seems like from a girl's standpoint, I mm-hmm. just think it seems weird that that's how you guys go to the bathroom. Like all standing side by side. I get. No, I mean, not how you stand up and go to the bathroom, but yeah. that everybody does it side by side. It yeah. just seems
you
so.
Know, like at a Bills game when people used to go.
It's so, yeah, way back when. In
you remember
BC.
The trough?
I'm glad you called. I think it's so weird, like when you hear somebody on a business call in the bathroom, and I'm like, you're kidding me with this, right? Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Hi, Melinda.
Melinda, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, things people should stop doing.
Fighting with each other on social media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, girl, yes. Mm-hmm. I like your answer. Isn't it? It's just so weird that people are still doing that, isn't it?
Right, and just ruining everyone's day who's trying to look at baby pictures and puppy pictures.
Exactly.
And happy pictures.
Right. We don't need that. And, you know, take the fight to the phone or face-to-face or somewhere else.
Right, or meditate or do yoga.
Right.
Thank you. Namaste. Yes. Good options.
Okay, I was speaking. You do yoga, obviously, right?
I do.
I was trying to do that, like, side pose thing, and then you grab your foot with your one hand. And hold that. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. That was hard today.
Wait, you're grabbing your own foot?
I was not
finding my balance this morning. I was just like, all right, maybe if I have a little bit more coffee. Yeah, that's a hard pose. I can't remember the name of it off the top. Tree? It's not tree. No, tree's standing straight up. But it was the side one. I was like, yeah, that me and that.
Tree is up usually with your foot up on your knee on the inside.
Yeah. I like that pose. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mandy.
Mandy, things people should stop doing.
People need to stop being mean to servers.
Yes. Thank you. What's been the hardest part? What are people doing?
It is not our fault if we are not doing side salads. It's not our fault if we're not giving lemons or limes. And we're in a pandemic still, so they should be happy that they can still go out to eat. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I am so sorry that people aren't nice sometimes to you. That's not cool. Not cool.
It's okay. I just smile and I just tell them, I just work here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then let their plate come out a little bit.
I haven't
later.
Had a bad experience. So going out, I haven't had any, like everything's been good. So we've been super nice to the servers because I can see that servers are kind of going the extra mile and dealing with it. And also I know that they're not making nearly what they made before. So we try and make up for that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really difficult and they're trying to, you know, pick up extra shifts and a lot of the bars and restaurants have cut back on employees, so they're working other jobs on top of the side job. So they're coming to work after a long day, so just be nice to them.
I love that you called. Thank you so much. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
Doreen.
Doreen, thanks for calling into the show. We appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome.
What would we do without you, Doreen? What should people stop doing?
Stop parking in the handicapped section if you're not handicapped.
Right. Like, I think that's a total karma thing. Like, who would want, why do you want to park in a handicap spot? Like, I don't get that. Mm-mm. Do you say anything when you see that happen?
Once in a while, I do. Especially if, you know, someone gets out and you can tell there's absolutely nothing. They're young. There's a handful of them getting out of the car. It's like, you know, that's a reserve spot for someone that can't walk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I will never, you know what else drives me crazy? And I always try to remind everyone when people, we were talking about shopping carts earlier. But you know when you see those lines next to a handicap spot, those lines are there so somebody can take a wheelchair out of a car. Please don't put shopping carts on those lines. Those are very important. It's hard enough to be dealing with a wheelchair, and that can be a lot of trouble for somebody who's handicapped.
So here's what I've learned with that. A lot of times, Jan, it is someone who is disabled that can't return the cart to where they need it to go. So I usually just go in and grab. If I'm walking by and I see the cart there, I'll grab it. And just assume that it was someone who is handicapped who couldn't return it back to the corral or whatever. And so that happens as well. I hope so, too. So I usually just go in and grab when I'm walking by. I grab the cart.
I have seen people use that as a spot to dump their cart.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it, too. But understand there's another angle.
But that is good to know. I'm glad you pointed that out because I didn't think about that. Let's take one more call. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Hello? Okay, wait. One more. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Yeah. Things people should stop doing.
How you doing? This is Joe Crespo. One thing I can't stand people doing is when they have their pants below their drawers, showing their drawers, I cannot stand that.
Okay, first of all, I love your spirit and energy. Let me ask you this. Now, it sounds like you're talking about guys, but what about a girl who wears her pants low and then has like a bodysuit that goes up high and you can kind of see her hip bones?
I think, you know what, if they're in the beach, it's one thing, but if you know, when the guys are doing it and they're working at a store, is it professional?
No.
Sure. It's 2020. I think anything goes at this point.
I'm just glad they have pants on at this point, really.
Yeah, me too.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but if their pants are, you know, kind of like stained, you know, it's one thing.
No, usually there's some kind of fashion going on. Here's the thing. I just don't understand how the pants are staying up.
You know what? And if they're running, you know, they're holding their pants up, but God forbid if they trip and fall. The funniest thing. I hope with all the phones people have, people are recording. It is the funniest.
It does make for some fun looks. I have to say, I don't mind it. I'm like, you be you. Like,
yeah.
I am all about fashion expression. Now, where do you wear your pants? Are your pants like, do you wear them like right above your, like at your waist or what kind
way
of?
Way up, Ryan Higgins high. Style? Like, where are you wearing them?
Yeah, what's your style?
Ironically, I'm old fashioned, but, you know, my wife will make fun of me because I'm bowling and I don't really have a caboose in the back. So, you know, I'm mediocre. So if I try that, forget about it. You know, it'll just kind of like drop.
Yeah. Wait, I want to see this. You have just painted a picture.
This guy might be a candidate for suspenders.
Literally.
You guys are brutal. I thought I was bad.
We love you, and I am so glad that you called. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.